You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome back to Black Hair in the Big Leagues, and let's be honest, probably the Salisha Show if I air this on both. I mean, why not, right? I'm excited because today my guest is somebody who is special to me. Let's see here, a little bit about her. She is a dancer hailing from the Virgin Islands. She keeps me organized. She started interning on my show, Black Hair in the Big Leagues, but now has her own podcast called Me Know. If you haven't heard of it, you need to check it out. And I feel honored that I got to be one of her first guests on there. And it's a great show. In addition to keeping my head straight on, head on straight professionally, she also teaches me a lot about hair. My intern is the one teaching. She's the one teaching the classes, folks. Did I mention that today is her birthday? Please help me welcome my friend, Safia Vanderpool! And that crowd goes wild! I don't know if that actually works. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'd ask you how old you are, but you don't have to disclose that. Welcome to life. Welcome to this new year, this new decade. Thanks. How's your heart and your mind today?
Today, light.
Tell me about it.
Light. I had to do something last night that I needed to do to like release some things. So I did that, and I woke up today feeling light.
Let's talk about it. And you don't even have to go into specifics, but that is such a thing. When there's been something on our minds weighing us down, whatever it is, sometimes it's easy to like run away from it or just pretend like it's not that big of a deal. But a magical thing happens when you actually address it.
And you release it. We talked about this in someone about a podcast episode about the need for forgiveness. And the last couple of weeks I've been having signs just popping up talking about seasons and moving on. And Rhea, my co-host, my cousin, she shared a reflection with me, and it was talking about how forgiveness does not equal reconciliation. So you can always have and receive or give offer up forgiveness without the presence of reconciliation. And that was the moment for me when I was like, okay.
Can you break that down? Hold on. Say that again.
Forgiveness does not equal reconciliation. So you may have an issue, but in order for you personally to move on, you need to have that form of forgiveness, be it you forgive yourself, you forgive them, but for the two of you to make a connection and resolve whatever the issue may be, that's not needed for the forgiveness to happen.
It's like a personal.
It's me. It's not the other person. So I have to be the one to be like, okay, I may not get this. It's like in relationships where we say we need closure. Do you? Do you really? Is it needed for you to move on? So it's like, huh. That that resolve is not necessarily needed in order for the forgiveness to take place and happen and you to go on.
So I'm loving this because it's something that I've had to not deal with, but very recently in my own life kind of have to address that as well. And so hearing you say it is like, yeah, that's not in my head. That is such a thing. And I can't even go into it either, but you know, there was an apology text that I needed to send. Mm-hmm. And I did. I sent it, and funny what happened afterwards, like certain doors started opening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this a coincidence? Or did something energetically happen? So it sounds like, first of all, you're spitting so much wisdom, and I think that is so like so on brand for it being your birthday. What is something, maybe that's one of the things, but what is something that you've learned in however many years you've been on this planet? Something that you're like, today I'm like, oh yeah, I wish I knew this back when I was 16.
Not everything is forever. Mm. It's very sad, but also true. Because I feel like it's funny you say that. My 16-year-old self, looking forward to the future, wouldn't have like pictured life as it is now. I think she would have seen more. And in terms of certain friendships and relationships, would hope that they would still exist. And me today, a lot of those links that were assumed strong then, some don't even exist. So Everything's not forever.
Can that be also a good thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah. Going back to what I was saying, like there's a season for everything. And I feel like it's not necessarily a bad thing because it could be a sign of growth. Like these links coming off of my chain of life means that I'm starting anew and starting afresh. And maybe it was starting to rust and it would have, you know? So it needed to fall off.
So going forward, do you have any goals or any hopes and dreams for this next year?
To do the things that I've been sitting on for the last 2 years.
Like what?
Like I started already the podcast.
Congratulations. I'm so excited.
Thanks.
I'm so excited for you.
I walked into 2022 saying this is my yes year. This is my get it year. In the first quarter, I think I did well with starting the podcast and committing to the plan that we made because we were like 10 episodes. We scheduled it out. We did it and we got to the end and it was like, great. Now we know how we could build and move on. In 2020, when the pandemic started, I had this idea to start this project for my friends because it was our senior year and I just wanted to give them something that they could hold on to. And all we talk about is our hair as dancers, as the only Black dancers in a predominantly white institution. We shared something and those discussions happened like every day. We would have sleepovers and talk about hair. And so I was like, my friends have a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair.
You have a lot of hair.
Well, I had. I might have. But
it looks good.
But it's like, what's the one thing that I want? And that's like a bonnet that won't crush my wash and go or my twist out when I don't feel like putting it away. I could just slip the bonnet on and it holds, right?
Yes.
So extra large bonnet. I went on this mission and I created bonnets for all six of us in the friend group and matching like satin pillowcases. Very cute, very fancy. They were like, they're reversible. And to this day, I check in every time and I'm just like, how are the bonnets holding up? Because
this?
I want to know.
Okay. But Saf, okay, so let's be real for a second. You talking about these bonnets. If I want to buy one, where do I go?
That's the thing. That's the next step.
Because I have seen photos of it and they're the bomb. Okay, first of all, I would like to try one or at least buy one off of you so that I can, use it every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then yeah. also when I do fall in love with it, because I know I'm going to, because you don't do anything halfway.
I don't.
I want to figure out where I can get it. But that's the next step, is what you're saying?
That's the next step.
Because this is exciting.
That's the next step. I want to, I've been sitting on it now. Because I did it as just it was supposed to be my spring break project, but since we never went back to campus after spring break, it just like stretched across those couple of months as my stay sane while in this apartment type of situation. But it's the next step. I'm a bit of a, I don't know, perfectionist or a planner. I like to have a plan, but I feel like for this, I just need to go for it, which is not usually my cup of tea, but that's next.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. And
we should have a strategy meeting about it.
Okay. The next thing I'm about to say out loud, I've never said this out loud, but well, publicly. To my family, yes. To my Snapchat, maybe.
What's it gonna be to the Snapchat? Maybe.
But, my younger self always wanted to be on stage. Performing. Right? Dancing, yes. And then I got to college and I was just like, no.
Oh.
No, no. I feel like the education pathway is more like me, but like being in the city and being surrounded by amazing artists such as yourself, and just like being on the train, riding the train with people I obsess over on Instagram, and not like running up to them and just be like, ow.
You said
it's like I freak out on the inside just a little bit, and it's like, mm-hmm. I've been saying this since last year, and I've not done much to get to the point.
What are you about to say?
I've been training. I've been getting more physical. Let me just put it that way. I've been moving more so that I can build up my stamina and all of that.
Which you look fantastic, by the way.
Because I want to start auditioning for things.
You heard it here first,
be
folks.
Be it dance.
You are hearing specific. It here first.
Be it
yes.
theater. Because my 9-year-old me wanted to be in The Lion King. Let me just say. But now I'm just like,
come through.
I've never seen The Lion King live. I've done some of the rep. But me today, you know what show I'd love to be in?
What?
Tina.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with that show. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hella obsessed.
Why did I think you were gonna say the Book of Mormon?
No, I've never seen Book of Mormon actually. Tina, have you seen the dancing in Tina?
Oh yes, I definitely have. I just about passed out in the dance call myself. I was in that dance call a few years ago, and that was when I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go run a marathon without training. Like, I was in very good shape. And I just about died. And my friend was I had a few friends in there. My friend was like, after we finished the first round, she went over to the window. She said, I feel like I'm going to die. And I'm like, that's how I feel too.
So yeah,
trying to be cool.
I've been walking out kind of, but I want to get into class more. Take class and train. And maybe work on my voice, because that would be nice.
Wait, this is awesome. And I'm so glad that you're saying it out loud. Putting it out into the universe, because why not? Why not you? Why not you? You're a dancer. You've got a presence. You're gorgeous. I've never heard you sing. But you know what?
Nope, not many people have heard
But I'm sure
I sing a lot with Rio. I don't sing a lot by myself. I'm a...
There's plenty of dancers on Broadway who are also in that.
She's my safe place, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not, like, there yet with my voice. I don't... I said it on the podcast. I don't like it, but she doesn't like it when I say I don't like it, because it's beautiful. It is.
Come on!
I just...
Okay. So these are, so what I'm hearing for your goals for the future, we're going to get this bonnet business off the ground. Mm-hmm. And by we, I mean you, but mm-hmm. I will support you. And you want to start performing again.
Yeah.
All right. Here for that. Can we talk about your hair?
Sure.
Can we talk about these gorgeous curls and how versatile your hair is? I've seen your hair super defined, super like every curl you can see, every single curl. I have seen your hair in like a cute like afro. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in right now, for those who can't see the video, if I use this video, she's got a great faux hawk, and it's one of my, this is one, it used to be one of my favorite styles, and then I realized that my hair just doesn't want to do it. But she's got a great faux hawk in right now. So tell me a little bit about your hair journey. Have you always loved your hair?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes and no. Yes, because it's the thing that people knew me for.
Growing up?
Mm-hmm. I had a lot, and my mom will always used to have it in a big puff.
In the Virgin Islands.
And I was known for my puff. And then about age 9, 10, somewhere around there, this map might be wrong, I don't know. around age 10, 11, she got really tired of dealing with it because it's really thick, okay? It's really thick.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to texturize it.
You, like permit.
Exactly. Like, these things are not texturizers. What the hell does that mean? Yeah. So I did that for like a good couple of years. And then she was like, I'm not doing your hair anymore.
When you were like a teenager?
About 12. I used to go to school with my hair just brushed back in one and gel. Because I would do it myself. I don't know how to comb hair. I could do something now, but back then it was just like, brush in one, gel.
Wait, what does that mean, brush in one?
Just brush it smooth back into a little bun.
Okay.
Every day. Straight.
Straightened?
No. Hair. Well, at that point it was somewhere in between.
Okay.
I didn't know how to describe it then, but I was transitioning because she had stopped and I was just like, no more whatever this is. Okay. And then when I made 16, I had a sweet 16.
Yeah, I love that.
And the hairdresser was doing a half wig. I never did weaves or wigs. I still don't because I don't have the patience. And it was just never a part of my life, right? The hairdresser took the front of my hair and palmed it.
The front?
Just the front.
No, I've never heard of that. Just
the front?
The front?
She did something to it, but all I know is that from that point on, the front of my hair has never been the same.
Mm.
So, what year was that? I will give away my age. That was in 2012. And from that point on, I was just like, we're growing this out and we're going to aim for health. Because I was tired of all the breakage. And I used to, on Sundays, wash my hair, twist it. I did that for my full last year of high school. And those twists, let me tell you about those twists.
Tell me about the twists, honey.
My teachers know. I would twist my hair, and because it was so thick, and to this day, I love my hair, but I don't, because it's cute. Like you said, it's versatile. But when it comes to dealing with it, I don't have the patience. So I would twist it. And leave those twists in for like a month or two.
Honey, I've never a long time.
I would dance. I would dance 3-4 afternoons a week. So you know I'm sweating and I'm not washing my hair. And it's just don't touch, don't smell it. Don't. I would twist, roll the ends, pin them, and I would go to school with these like pinned twists. Looking like no lady, but
it sounds kind of cute.
It was cute, and it was also helpful because it was low maintenance.
Okay.
Low manipulation.
Yeah.
The hair grew.
Okay.
So by 2014, I had this like massive head of hair that I no longer wanted to deal with.
Mm.
So, I did this production at home, had my hair up on stage. That was like May, June. I went to the hairdresser and I said, cut it. She was like, what? I said, cut it. Please and thank you.
How short?
And she didn't want to. She really, I can't even pull it to show you. She didn't want to.
Did she do it?
She did, eventually. Nobody knew what I was doing. I went home and my mother was like, what the?
How short did you cut it?
It was
like an inch?
Nah, it was more than an inch. Because I feel like I have a picture somewhere. It was like there.
Okay. Bra strap.
And then it was like
there. The nape of your neck?
Yeah. So it was the twist itself, when I twisted it, was maybe an inch and a half with shrinkage.
Okay. And how did you feel?
I felt great because I cut it. I've been cutting it ever since. Mm. I feel the longest I've went without a cut was this last journey, 2 years. Mm. Like in the middle of COVID, I had color on my ends and it was damaged. And I was like, I'm sick of this. So I cut. Really nice, cute, short look. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go a year without cutting. Because it was like every 3, 4, 6 months.
That's where I'm at right now. I kind of feel like.
Every 3, 4, 6 months, I would cut. Because I like, it's easier to handle when it's shorter for me. The only disadvantage is the volume.
Yeah.
And I love the volume. It's very flat when it's short. So not nice. But it's easier to manage. And you could tell when my hair is really like growing because I stop taking care of it. Because it just becomes too much.
When you, say that again. You can tell when your hair
is getting longer.
You stop taking care of it, then it gets longer?
No. I stop taking care of it because it's getting longer.
Oh, I see. You like it shorter.
I do.
For those of you guys who can't see her, like she's saying like she likes short hair. She's got a lot of hair on her head right now.
And this is after a cut. I just recently cut the color off.
So what do you think for those people trying to like grow their hair out, what do you think it is? Is it keeping a clean scalp? Is it just not manipulating it?
Routine means a lot for your hair in terms of like establishing when and how you wash, when and how you style. Low manipulation styles that don't pull often, like single twists. If you want to do a wash and go, fine, but don't touch it.
So, I love this
routine,
because you know what, I've asked a few people that over the last couple of years, and people have some people like me. It is your diet. When I talked to the girl who has the world record for the biggest afro, Simone Imani, she said when she went vegan, she told me when she went vegan, and I was like, isn't that when you said your hair growth spurt was? She was like, oh yeah, like mm-hmm. It might have been her diet or water intake, mm-hmm. or keeping a clean scalp, or like you said, low manipulation. But I love how you said routine, because I feel like my hair grew the fastest and the most when I had a routine, like especially during this pandemic when I had so much time.
Yeah. It's healthiest when you have a routine, because say for instance, me, once my hair gets to a certain length, my routine goes out the window. And then it's obvious based on my ends, based on the Collins pattern. It's just very clear that I've not been doing what I've used to.
Wow. Okay. So out of all the hairstyles that I've seen you do, which you still need to teach me the finger curls. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been trying to figure out finger curls since, oh gosh.
I did them big and then I separated them.
You did them big?
I did them big. It looked like some weird lock situation, and then I let it dry and then I separated it into smaller bits. See, maybe that's the trick. I don't know.
He's still gonna have to do them on me one night because I just mess them up. Okay. What's your favorite hairstyle that you have discovered for your locks?
Maybe this.
You like the faux hawk? Yeah. I feel like it's the first time I've seen you wear the faux hawk.
Really?
Yeah.
In the last year, I've been rocking this thing because
it looks good. And did you pick it out?
I tried. It's okay. So here's the thing. I did a wash and go on Tuesday because I had to take pictures for work, and it did its job for the pictures, but then it started just doing its own thing and I wasn't liking it. And I was like, you have your birthday coming up. Maybe you could just put this, all of these defined calls into the park or try something else. So I decided to braid it into like a few small braids, and I took the braids out and I was like, what is this? This is not what I was looking for. It was very stretched. And it looked blow-dried. And I was just like... So I brushed it up. And then I took my time yesterday. I sprayed. Also, the secret to my hawk is that it's puffs.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about it because I... Okay. 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 This is exciting because I have not gotten my faux hawk right in a very long time. And I think that it's because I just use bobby pins and hope that it stays. And then it
is puffs.
They're all puffs. So you're... Okay. Let me try to describe this to people if you can't see it. Have you seen Jingle Jangle? The little girl, her with her little buns. Mm-hmm. It's like that, except not a bun. Mm-hmm. And picked out.
All the way from the top to the bottom?
Yep. And if I was thinking right, because I wanted to have like a bang situation, I would have left some of the front out and just done like a slight bobby pin to the front so they could hang. But it's
puffs.
It's all puffs. And then yesterday I took my time, not that I had the time to do it, and I finger called small sections of each puff so that I could have some type of definition looking situation, because it wasn't looking like this.
It looks great. How many do you have? Five? One, two, three, four, six?
One, two, three, four, five. It's all puffs. I learned that from YouTube.
Wow.
It's all in the YouTubes. I promise you. You just have to look.
Is there another hairstyle up your sleeve that you're like, oh, I love this one, or I'm sure that this one will be a hit when I try it?
No. Have you ever done a three-strand twist out?
I've done just like regular twist out. I don't think I've done a three-strand yet.
That's a good one. Pick that one up in college. However, I've learned that it's best when it's an overnight style, not when you keep the three-strand twists in for a long time, because it's not cute.
It's not cute?
Not cute. It has to be done like...
Well, then why do you love it so much?
Well, I love it for how the like quality of the call pattern. I don't know. I'd prefer a twist out over a wash and go any day. Because I
just switched my opinion on that recently.
Wash and goes is a lot, and my hair is so coily. It's just like, and I stretch it, and then it just recoils back to my scalp.
After you've stretched it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's probably a product combination thing on my end.
But what are you using right now? What are your favorite...
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I have zero products on me. Well, okay. What? In my hair right now is just my leave-in conditioner and gel. Eco Styler Argan Oil Gel. But actual like products, I don't have. My bucket is empty, and so are my pockets. And I'm just like, whatever.
Okay, that is so real. If money was not a thing, and if you got free products, what would be the first brand that you went to?
Pattern Beauty.
Pattern. Have you tried them before?
I have.
You like it?
I bought the sample size to test. Yes, I love the leave-in. It's really nice. My hair loves it. And the heavy conditioner. Love that. I've tried their gel. It's okay.
Okay.
Not so much a fan of the shampoo, but everything else, it's really nice. Brings moisture to my hair. Right now I'm using I don't remember the name. Evolve? eat somebody.
Okay.
It's found in Taggart, but not Taggart's own head.
Is it, what is it? What is the evolve? Is it like a cream? Is it a gel? A mousse?
It's a whole line.
Oh.
Yeah, I have the shampoo and the conditioner and the leave-in and the deep conditioner because they're like $7 at Taggart.
And you like it?
I do.
Okay.
Emerge. That's the name.
Emerge. You said evolve?
No.
Okay, so this is all good stuff. I'm so excited. And, you know, I do want to talk about your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide? What does Mino mean? I know some of these answers. But what does it mean? How did you find it? And what is it for those who might want to, take a listen?
Okay. So Mino is Virgin Islands and or Caribbean dialect for I don't know. It's basically just a broken down version of the phrase. Where'd the podcast come from?
Where'd the podcast come from?
Let's just say that from in my, the hit of COVID, I've been trying to find things to do. And my friends were just like, you should do a podcast. You say really nice things. And I'm just like, I'll think about it. Meh. And then around August 2020, I ordered a mic. Legit, I did.
You did?
I did. And I've just been holding on to it since 2020. And last year around this time, I was just like making notes, plans, even for the bonnet stuff. And I was just like writing all these things down. They were supposed to be happening since last April, but life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, podcast. And for the love of me, I couldn't come up with something to do the podcast on. And I would research, and then I was like, hey, Rhea, I have this thing, and I would like for you to join me on it. Would you like to host a podcast with me? And she was like, yes. Just immediately. She was like, yes. And I was like, great, because for years I've been saying we should be documenting everything we do because we are two hilarious people. Mm. Hot messes. And then you put hot messes on our own. And then you put us together with something else. Like, this is an opportunity for us to be us, but also expose everybody else to who we are.
Mm.
Right? And we first did a color scheme to like match us and the colors.
Like in designing in, what?
Mm-hmm. The main colors are purple and orange, which is our favorite colors. Mine is the orange and she's the purple. And then we like find colors that complement it. And we're like, great. Now for a name.
I don't know.
You know. And I was like, you know, what is this podcast going to be about? And we're like, it's a podcast where we try to learn more about the things that we don't know. Because in life, really, truly, do we know anything?
Mm. I mean, like, I remember listening to an episode while I was at the gym. And it was about, help me out.
The body positivity.
Yes. Yeah. And I was, like, killing myself in the gym while listening to this and kind of asking myself some questions. Like, well, wait. What am I doing? Like, why?
Mm-hmm. It's thought-provoking, honestly, but it's presented in this very nice, pleasant way.
I agree.
And so we were like, oh. And oftentimes when we ask each other things, like, we have a weekly call just that started maybe 3-4 years now. It's been a while. And it's like, so what are we doing tonight? Mino. It's always the response. And I was just like, it's very fitting that this is the name and it's like true to our Virgin Islands roots. And there's like this podcast generator somewhere out there. And I was like, entered the description of the podcast that we have. And a lot of the suggestions were, I don't know, or I don't know anything. And I was just like, great. Mino is the perfect name for this thing. And that is what it is going to be called.
It really is great. How many, that is what it is called.
It is called.
How many episodes is your first season?
10 episodes.
Will you guys do a second season?
Yes. When? I don't know.
Me, no.
Check
it out. Where do you listen to it?
It's an Anchor-based podcast, so you can listen to it on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. every Monday, hashtag Me No Mondays.
Come on.
But for right now, you could go listen to all 10 episodes, including the trailer. Well, not including the trailer, plus the trailer.
That's M-E-E-N-O.
M-E-E-N-O. You can follow us on Instagram at Mino Podcast. I don't know. I honestly don't know when season 2 is coming about.
That's okay. You see me trying to... The thing is, like, Saf, like, you see me trying to figure stuff out all the time when it comes to podcasts specifically. And the thing is, it's like, it's... People are listening to podcasts, but it feels like uncharted territory. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are the rules?
There's no rules.
There are no rules.
You just do what you want.
My first season for Black Hair in the Big Leagues is like 80 episodes in. Like, I don't know. I'm like, somebody tell me what the rules are. I'm like, the Salacia Show, I'm already on season 2, and I started that after. Like, there are no rules. So
it's free reign for everybody.
I almost wish there were rules, but I feel like the people who start podcasts now or already have started them, these are the people who are charting the territory, mm-hmm. like saying, oh, I find it works best like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love 5-minute episodes. I personally like to listen to 15-minute episodes. So maybe mm-hmm. I'll, whatever. Like, I'm always trying to make my episodes shorter and then they always go longer. But there are no rules. And no rules. I think that's a metaphor for life.
Very true.
What is something that you're grateful for today on your birthday?
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for your friendship.
Thank you.
Y'all, put your hands together for Sophia Vanderpool. Thank you for coming on. How can people follow you? We know how they can follow Mino. What are you on?
Instagram.
At what?
Instagram at safia.anika_. That's a mouthful. safia.anika_. I think that's what it is.
Okay. I'm like, I feel like I follow a different one.
If it's not, I don't know what to tell you.
I think it is that one.
It's in the Mino's bio, so.
And we'll put it in the description notes. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for spending time on your birthday. This is what, April 11th?
I'm a 4/11, baby.
Ew, 4/11. All right, until next time, see you next week on Black Hair and the Big Leagues and maybe the Solar Show.
Whatever this is.
And that wraps another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I'm so honored to have such great guests on this show. And if there's somebody who you want to listen to, please drop me a note on my Instagram at Salacia Thomas or at Black Hair Podcast and slip into those DMs and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, rate it, leave a review, tell a friend, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I am so grateful that you are part of this community. It would not be the same without you. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode and most of these episodes. And shout out to you for listening. Y'all, my heart is so big and I feel so grateful. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salacia Thomas. See you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.